She said, I wanted to tell you something. Today was my sister's memorial, so it's been an emotional day. I watched a bunch of your TikToks and they were great, a great distraction. I laughed my ass off. And then she put in quotations, I watched the one where you pretend to be your mom. I don't know how many times. And I've learned things too, i.e. money is energy and unconditional love. So thank you. You, my dear, are a blessing. Give Mia a pat on the head for me.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast. My name's Anita Aguilar. I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you, and I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company, Teaching Manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation, and we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money is just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. I am super happy and grateful to be back. So, you guys are in for a treat today because I called my best friend right away and I said, bro, I've literally had like 400 million testimonies in the last 24 hours. I don't know what's going on in the universe right now, but I need to get on and record a pod. So, here we are. So again, some context here. We still got another podcast coming up. It's going to be called Being Abundant with my co-host, Enrique Vega. Give it up for Enrique Vega. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I'm just really, really excited about this. So again, that's still in the works. We're getting all the podcasts recorded. And occasionally I'm hopping on here and just sharing these testimonies because I just have so many. So another update before we get started is that I am putting everything into a blog. Blog, 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 blog. I really love writing just as much as I love speaking. I truly believe it has everything to do with transmuting energy and sharing these stories. So if you're not already subscribed to this, to the blog, make sure you do so you can find that down below. And some of these testimonies that we're reading today are just from people listening to the podcast. I believe some of them are from workshops, and then some of them are just questions. So I love bringing on my best friend, new co-host, occasional co-host, Angelina Colonna. She is my friend based out of Virginia. So I called her up. We read these testimonies. It was so fun, and I'd love, love, love to hear more. So if you haven't already followed us on Instagram, make sure you do so. Submit your testimonies. And without further ado, let's get this party started.
I feel so honored right now. Also, I'm doing my liner, so one second. Keep going. Is it starting now?
Okay. I'm gonna read you this testimony and then first before we get started, what's the energy been like for you lately? Because I just feel like there's so much like fire in the energy right now. And I don't know if I'm the only one that can feel this.
Bro, Aries season has got me on a trip. I'm like sassy and smart and sexy and just like blunt and not afraid. But also like I go home and I'm like, who the fuck was I today? Like, I'm like, I don't normally say that. I don't do that. What the heck?
Yeah, but wait, I like this version of you.
Isn't it wild? I'm like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, but I like it. I mean, it has to come out every now and then, because if it doesn't, then it just gets boiled up in there and then it transmutes a different way that we don't want it to.
Yeah, like I'm like, okay, like feisty feminine energy. Yeah, we love
her. Okay, I have a.
I'm literally doing a red and black wing liner.
No, I was gonna say I have so many testimonies in the last 24 hours. That's where I was like, okay.
Yeah, tell me how this happened. What's going on? How did this come to be?
Okay, first I want to share with you. So my dad's girlfriend, Christy,
What?
Yeah. My dad. Okay. Wait, are you shocked my dad has a girlfriend? So she sent me a couple of them, so I'm going to read them to you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, she said, hey there, hey there, Anita. She put a smiley face. She's so animated when she texts, and I really love it. She said, I wanted to tell you something. Today was my sister's memorial, so it's been an emotional day. I watched a bunch of your TikToks, and they were great, a great distraction. I laughed my ass off, and then she put in quotations. I watched the one where you pretend to be your mom, I don't know how many times, and I've learned things too, i.e. money is energy and unconditional love. So thank you. You, my dear, are a blessing. Give Mia a pat on the head for me. Okay.
Oh my God.
It was so cute.
Beautiful.
Okay. It was so cute. Oh, but that was Saturday and this was today. So today is what? Tuesday?
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was Saturday. And then, okay, you know how I have the 3-day manifesting money challenge, but I also have the video that like shows people how to do it pinned in my TikTok. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she got a piece of paper and she wrote money is energy. She wrote the number, how much, why. And then she wrote, like, sent me a picture of all the things that she wrote. And then, then in the picture, there's a check for a random check for $100.26.
And that's her number?
I don't know if she wrote the number here. That's what I'm trying to see right now. But
still.
Yeah. I don't even
know. She like took an interest in you and like what you had to say and how to like help people manifest and did it and then got results. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Okay. Here's a message. Bro. Here's a message that she wrote with it. She said, "Looky, cookie." I watched and wrote down the notes on Saturday while I was in Union, Nebraska. I got back and opened up my mail on Monday and I had a random check.
That is really so wholesome and beautiful. Like at this, like she was like sad and thought of you and then like looked at what you had to say. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro, that one was so cool. But
I can't believe though that she like, I don't know, does it feel weird when other people like close to home are like have that kind of success versus like someone you don't know like on that level?
I don't know, it is a little weird, but it's more, I feel like it matters 10 times more to me subconsciously.
That family member, or like someone close like that, succeeded or like had benefit.
Yeah, because I guess it's weird because they've seen all different sides of me, you know? I think that's why it's weird.
Yeah.
And it's weird to think that they maybe think of me as a coach, but maybe not. So I don't know. Maybe there's like disconnect there, but I have the subconscious belief that my family and, you know, friends don't listen to me and that's okay, which. Some friends do, but, you know, I don't pressure anybody in, you know, it's just exciting.
Yeah. And how did you feel when she sent that, like, shocked or, like, happy?
I felt so happy. I was buzzing. I was like, doi!
She had lucky cookies.
Cookies. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Yeah, brother.
Okay, bro. I really want your opinion on this because, one, you just know how to validate feelings times 1,000,000. And I just have so much compassion for what this person's going through. So it's definitely a vibe difference from the one that I just said. But we'll have a palate cleanser after. She was pretty much following up about like another testimony of like how the money in the house worked out wonderfully. Thank you. Like she manifested the house or something. But she said, My home has been a target of break-ins for the last, or two break-ins in the last 24 hours. Am I attracting this? What? Did I manifest this? I'm terrified to go to work or stay at home. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. But what's your take on this?
When it comes to like security and safety. Like, as much as I want, like, the spiritual realm and universe to be, like, no bad harm to me, you can't really, like, combat that with how society is, because society isn't as a whole, like, on that level. So, like, it sometimes it's hard to, like, defend yourself in, like, by that. But, like, physically, I think, like, you can do so much, like, stage your home and do, like, that kind of stuff. But at the same time, like, what am I trying to say, Miss Anita? I don't think she's manifesting it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a manifesting of hers. Maybe, though, like, a good cleanse would be safe. Like, maybe there's someone putting, like, bad prayers out there. As if that's even a thing, you know.
Yeah, like,
but I don't
negative entity or something.
Yeah, like, I don't think, I don't know, I wasn't getting, like, I was getting more like, oh, more like a societal target than like a out in the universe target. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, exactly. That's why I wanted your opinion on this too, because I was like, no, you're not manifesting it. But, that just...
Unless her thoughts were constantly like, oh my God, like, I'm unsafe, or like, oh my gosh, like if she was constantly thinking like, oh, I should change my door locks, like, well, something happens, or, oh, I should install an alarm system, but never got around to it. Like, I feel like those thoughts can manifest itself. But I don't think she mentioned it being like that. It was more like, I just moved and look what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking too. And like, I also think it's crazy because, you know, I like to listen to all my true crime. And
what'd you say? You know what?
I like to listen to true crime.
Oh, yeah.
But I was just also like, that's why I like listening to true crime podcasts, because they like, or at least the girls that I listen to, they're really good at like validating the like experience that everybody went through, but also like just seeing it as something that like happened to that person, not as they attracted that or anything, you know.
Yeah.
And just kind of seeing like,
yeah.
And like you said, not everybody's on the same wavelength when it comes to society and all the break-ins and stuff are from people who are ego-based and, you know, but I just have so much compassion for this person, because imagine manifesting the house and then your like form of safety trying to be taken away from you, and it just made me so sad.
Well, like, you know, everything happens for a reason, and you're so right. Like, I understand what you mean. I don't listen to true crime, but I like that their podcast definitely, like, embodies that kind of message. But, like, you know, if, like, it gets to the point, like, it's really unsafe after the measures you take, like, maybe it's everything happens for a reason, in the sense, like, you should be leaving the house. Maybe there's going to be mold coming up, or water damage, or just, like, something hidden, and it wants you to, like, take this form, however aggressive it may be, to be like maybe go back and read the papers, like something in your contract or lease or whatever, you know, like that. But
yeah, like energy wise but
yeah,
something like trying to protect you. But yeah,
but also sometimes people are just malicious and evil, and you can't put an explanation on that.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I just remember, like, as of recently, I've been doing this meditation, and I ask myself, because I made the meditation, but I tell myself to think of a time that I felt really safe, and, like, I don't do this on purpose, but it's always times that I felt the most threatened.
Is when you felt safe?
Yeah. I don't know how to explain it, but, like, like, at my old apartment, I was, like, laying in bed, about to go to sleep, and... and I just hear, put your hands up. And there was, and there's like cops outside, and there's like,
oh, that's right.
And I just like the first thought that came in my head was, I'm so safe. And like, I feel like it was maybe my guides just trying to like channel that message to me and just like consciously remind me. But yeah, I don't know. It was kind of crazy. I don't know where I was going with that, but.
I hope like the break-ins weren't like harmful, hurtful, or like anything like that, and more just like a spook. You know what I mean? Like, of course, nobody ever wants to be broken in on, but I just hope that they're safe and okay.
Because I messaged her back and I just sent her some voice memos and I was just like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for what you're going through. So validate your feelings. If you're scared, you're like feeling super uneasy, make sure you process that and allow yourself to feel that way. Like,
yeah.
Instead of like pushing it in, like, you know, storing it. But, and then also just like the logistics of like, you know, calling the police and all that stuff, which she did, but just kind of reassuring all that stuff. So she said the police that came out this afternoon was wonderful, reassured me I was doing everything correct. I am going to stay at work for a few days and I feel safe again. Thank you. Oh, and then she said, you followed me. Oh, you made my day. Oh, that was so cute. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm glad though that they, oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, wait.
I'm surprised she was like Anita.
What'd you say?
I'm surprised she like went to you and was like, Anita?
Whoa, bro, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, like you're out here doing manifesting monies and abundance and she's like, Anita?
I need to talk to Anita. Maybe it was like a channeled message that she needed to hear. I swear, bro, I've been like getting more in tune with my thoughts and like channeling more.
You have?
So, yeah, I've been channeling so much lately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All I want to say is don't be surprised if I go to a medium scholarship.
If you go to what?
Like a medium, not scholarship. What's it called? Like program? Like a mediumship?
Oh, okay. To learn about the afterlife.
Yeah. Don't be surprised.
I did tarot readings the other day, and I don't know if it's the same vibe you're feeling, but I literally was hearing like and seeing ancestors.
My friend.
Yeah. It was weird. Like I was literally like so trying to be tuned in that I like heard their ancestors.
Bro, you're opening up your third eye and your third ears.
Oh!
Okay, I don't know if they're third ears, but don't tell me that's what they are.
I need to decalcify it. I'm opening up. Well, I'm just doing my blush.
Okay. She's doing blush it up, blush it up. Do lots of blush. Okay.
I love blush.
Wait, after this, you have to send me a picture of your makeup so that way everybody can know what you've been doing while we've been talking.
Give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want. Okay. Testimony, but also a question. So the first one's from February, and it says, Hi, Anita. I've been following you for a while, and I have been really enjoying your podcast. I wanted to reach out to you and thank you for your podcast. Today, I listened to the step-by-step process of getting through a financial hardship, and it really resonated with me. The episode helped me make a necessary shift. Thank you for all your support and sending you lots of love. Oh, my heart. That was on February 27th. Wow. So the second part is from March 3rd, and she says, Hey, Anita, I have a question for you. My 6-year-old daughter came home from school the other day asking if friends are more important than money. Oh, my heart hurts even reading this. Okay. Hold on. She told me that she saw a quote that said friends are more important than money. And she said, or she had been thinking about it for a few days. She said, I know friends are important, but isn't money more important? She went on to say, oh my gosh, she's 6 years old. Okay.
What are they feeding them?
Yeah, what the heck? I swear, kids in this next generation are like so aware, and it like makes me excited but also very uncomfortable. Because like, what do you say? Okay. She went on to say, without money, you can't live because you wouldn't be able to afford or be able to eat. Is it eating more important than friends? I have been working on moving through my own money blocks for a while now. I am so amazed and happy that my daughter actually stopped to think about the question in that quote rather than just take it in. Oh, that's so true. The saying, money is more important than friends, is a quote that I have personally heard many times before, and I'm realizing that it has a subconscious belief or it has become one of my subconscious beliefs. I wanted to reach out and ask you, how would it be the best way to respond to this thought, to this thoughtful question? My daughter is inquisitive. Oh, I love that word. She,
yeah,
inquisitive mind has reminded me that we are really beginning to rewrite the blueprint and releasing our money blocks and past beliefs. Or, yeah, past beliefs. Oh, we're changing the world, bro. Wait, we do. Oh, wait, can you hear that? I don't think you can.
Car?
Yeah, it was like claps. What's your opinion? What's your opinion before I answer?
I think that it's like, if you're looking at trying to rebuild money as a whole, like, you know, you treat it like it is a friendship, like it is a relationship. So, but at the same time, like, money doesn't talk back. Like, money doesn't have emotion. Money is just a physical and an energy thing, whereas, like, you know what I mean, like, it can't talk back to you, it can't tell you what it's feeling, what it's doing. So, like, when you think of friendships, obviously you think of it deeper, but I don't know, you think about people who have no money but have, like, the biggest smile on their face, and they're like, and this is not everybody, oh my god, no, not everybody, but, like, you hear, often hear stories like, yeah, like, I have the people I love and I feel full, I feel happy, versus like people have lots of money and are like not fulfilled and no friends, mm-hmm. and you don't know who to trust.
Yeah,
but
true,
it can be vice versa too. Like, there's probably many amazing happy people with lots of money and very sad, lonely people without money. But I think back to the original statement, I don't think money is, or friends are more important than money. Right? That's what it was?
Yeah.
I think it's more like they both can be equal if you put it into relationships. Like, if you work on your friendships, then work on your friendships and have a healthy relationship. If you want to work on your money, have a healthy relationship.
Yeah, like a balance. Because too much of anything is an imbalance.
Yeah. Unless you have like 500 friends. Every friend is a dollar.
Every friend is a dollar. Every time you hang out with me, they give me a dollar.
Wait, that
is really funny. But I mean, it's a good message too, because that's a hard part too, because it's like we as like older and conscious and more aware can understand what the message is trying to say. It's like, don't value, you know, money over your friends, which is, yeah, I can see where it's coming from, but it is really cool that the little girl was like questioning it. And
well, you also think like, oh, sorry to cut you off, okay, bye.
Well, just like what you said of like, they can be equal, they can be equal, equal, equal. That's what I think too.
Yeah, I was gonna say it also depends on where your state of mind is at and how you were brought up in that circumstance, where if you read that, how you take that. And I feel like for her, she's probably noticing mom is like, oh, mom's working on her money. And so like she looked at that and had the conscious mind because of her mom's subconscious. And it was like, oh, I can question that, because like mom's changing her ideals and mindset of money. Like, I'm growing up around that, versus someone who doesn't have that mindset. And they're like, yeah, like, money isn't everything. Or they can look at that and be like, money's everything. Like, fuck people. Like, fuck friends. They're all, it's like, I can't trust them. Like, it's me and money, you know?
Yeah.
So it just depends on where you come from.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, you're so right. Her mom was setting the example to be inquisitive and question things.
Yeah. She was.
And that's
she was soaking in mom.
That's what my answer would be too. Because with kids, I know I'm not a parent yet. But
she got baby fever.
I do got the baby fever. And I didn't want a little baby. And then I want a little 7-year-old, but I don't want a teenager. I'm scared.
What if that's right.
I'm scared of teenagers, because then they won't listen to me anymore. Okay. But, but when they're adults, they'll love me again. But What I was going to say is that answer with more questions. I feel like it's so helpful because one, she's already doing that. She's already questioning it. And then, but when you answer with like more questions, I'm like, well, do you think that that's true? What part of you do you, you know what I mean? Just kind of seeing where they're at. And so not only with like children, but even like when I work with people, like I'm always asking them more questions because they already have the answer. But it's also like you want them to figure it out on their own, because if you're not there, then someone's always going to like rely on your answer opposed to like knowing to just keep asking questions.
Yeah. Do you like ever notice when you go through things of like learning stuff, like you're either like, oh, I want to figure it out on my own, or like, oh, I just want all the answers right now and I want all the help.
I go through seasons.
So like I was thinking about that literally last night, kind of like what you were just saying. And I was like, it's so weird. Like I want to help out people like when they say they're doing stuff that I've done before, like because I learned how to do it on my own. But then I have to remind myself, like, some people just want to do what I did.
But that's how I feel right now with like just learning stuff from the basics. So example, like taxes. Last year I had somebody doing my taxes for me, which obviously is like really good to work with somebody. But now that I don't have as many resources, I'm like, holy crap, I gotta learn this stuff on my own. And I'm just being super, super, super conscious. And I'm like, holy crap, I had no idea all this stuff was in the W-2. And so like that, I'm like so grateful that I'm taking the time and energy to like really dive deep and learn on my own. But also like when I get frustrated, I'm like, oh, I just want someone to give me the answer. But I feel like those times when I'm most frustrated, I'm like, God is like telling me, no, you have the answer. You can do it, Anita. You know what I mean?
But like, come on, girl. Like, we gave you the best brain in the world.
Yeah, that was me yesterday. I was like, oh, somebody please just make a decision for me. And then I was like, fine, there's no right or wrong decision. I'm just going to follow my heart. And then
boom. I get that. I love when people make decisions because I'm such a go with the flow person that I don't mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Was there anything you want to say before you hop off?
Tell this camera, this camera, this camera, what you got going on?
What do you got going on?
Have you ever seen Hot Ones?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you need to watch them.
Okay, tell me what to watch. I love watching TV.
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
Sorry. It's Hot Ones. It's Sean Evans. So good. Let's see, what can I say? Honestly, I think too, like, in when it comes to manifesting, like thinking like, oh, am I manifesting this, am I manifesting that, sometimes like the overthinking of manifesting, like if you get too obsessed with one thing, you know what I mean, like you can kind of just remove yourself from reality, and sometimes it's good to be grounded in reality. So like to over manifest can kind of like knock you off your horse a little bit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
what's that saying, like too much of a good thing? I was like, oh,
what is the saying? Because that was what I was trying to say earlier and I didn't know what it was either. Here, let's look it up.
We're stumped. Well, the audience can decide. But like, as much as like I love manifesting everything, and like you should always be open to every possibility, you know, and what like is meant for you will be. And sometimes it won't be in the right time. Sometimes it won't be ever. And you'll look back and like, thank God, you know. So it's just like,
wait, I found the quote. It says, too much of anything is bad, but too much of whiskey is barely enough. Mark Twain.
Too much of what?
Whiskey. I don't think this is the one, but that's
whiskey.
That's what came up when I Googled what you said, but there's got to be a different one.
It has to be.
Yeah, but you're right. Just getting grounded and like allowing yourself to learn through life opposed to like creating everything. And I truly believe that it comes in seasons, and now we're in the season to create. I can definitely feel it, especially with the fire. But yeah, there's just definitely times you just want to be in flow and you just need to chill. And, you know, especially when it comes to money, just put yourself in a position. If you didn't make another dollar, then would you be okay? Would you be at peace if you didn't have anything more? And then there's times where you'd be like, I want all the money in the world and all the experiences. And when those times come, you just go with them.
Hell yeah. Anita, you said it best.
Okay, my friend. Okay, well, I'm going to hang up here, but I'll stay on the phone for you for 2 seconds.
Stay on the line.
Oh my gosh, that was so fun. And I'm just so grateful for one, my best friend, for being just the most conscious, aware, and the most emotional, supportive person in the whole entire world. And all of you for submitting your testimony. So if you haven't already done the 3-day workshop, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. I'm going to put it down in the show notes for you below. But lucky for you, I still have more testimonies. So I decided that I'm going to be posting 2 podcasts. You're going to see 1 today and 1 on Friday. I can't promise any more for the rest of the month. But again, if you're new here, make sure you binge, catch up on all the podcasts, and stay tuned for the new podcast that we're doing, which is called Being Abundant with my co-host Enrique Vega. And that's all I have for you guys today. I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money Podcast. If this episode resonated with you or shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.